My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I'm sorry.
Request denied.
Try peanut butter eggs.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
I just have always preferred the whites.
I wish I could have more white things.
The color white to me just always works. I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
What?
Bye.
Hondo P.
I want bourbon.
Returning. They fell in love.
Go Ducks.
Makes you feel any better. Kansas held them to a field
goal.
Yeah,
that's actually a really nice stop.
Yeah.
By Kansas. Their defense is playing pretty good.
In case you were wondering,
their quarterback sucks.
So, 9 minutes ago in the third quarter, 17-16 Kansas.
Yeah.
Jalen Daniels, 7-14, 100 yards, no touchdowns, two picks.
Correct.
But.
Returning off.
But. He has 6 carries for 51 yards.
Two tutties.
So.
Yeah, but he needs to be bench stat. Trust me. I'm watching it. Trust me.
Look,
sucks.
7-14, 100 yards, and 2 interceptions is not good. I don't know what that quarterback rating is, but it ain't good. That's all kinds of bad. So, your Heisman Trophy contending quarterback. Not so much.
F him.
I'd like to see you this passionate about Kansas football.
I know. Isn't that great?
It is.
I thought about that, too. I'm like, you know what? Why am I so fired up about this? I'm just lucky they're not 1-11.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Back in the day, one, Kansas wouldn't be on TV. There'd be no expectations. You know, you'd be playing UNLV, and you'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know who they were playing.
Exactly.
Really. I mean, so, like, because what's the point?
Well, to be honest with you, it is UNLV, so kind of what's the point? I love how all of a sudden, like, UNLV, people are like, oh, UNLV. Dude, UNLV sucks. UNLV has been one of, if not the most irrelevant football team for, like, 50 years.
Can I read you Kansas's? Look, I hate to keep talking
it's
sports
very
here.
Sports.
I want you to.
The hell is this?
Here comes another pick. Oh, nice. Throw it at his feet. Maybe he'll catch it down there. Good idea, Daniels. God.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, 2-10, 1-11, 3-9, 3-9, 0-12, 2-10, 1-11, 3-9, 3-9, 0-9, 2-10.
It's not good.
How's that for a nice little 10-year stretch?
It's not good. It's not good, Bob.
Leipold went 2-10, but then he went 6-7, 9-4.
Right?
And now they're 1-1 and they don't have a quarterback.
Hey, things are looking up. What are you talking about? Looking up, and you're still winning the game. Dun, 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 dun. And they're not 2-0 like my BYU Cougars.
Look at that. 3rd and 21. Just hand it off. You know he's going to throw a pick. Great call. 2 yards. Let's go.
You don't
punt
want
it.
You don't want him throwing the ball in that situation. No, you do not.
You don't.
No, sir.
All right. Well,
can we focus for God's sakes?
Get back on track here.
It's the club. Where's my pub beer?
It's Friday.
I got to start.
We've got a nuclear reactor story.
Did you know you could build a nuclear reactor in your backyard?
No.
It turns out you can, by the way.
Well, no, you can't.
You can.
Well, I mean, you could, but you're going to get in trouble for it.
Yes. It turns
out. It's not like lawful.
It turns out the federal government does not like this at all. And it may end up killing you too. But you can do it with a shockingly simple array of parts. I would think that in order to get the material to start a nuclear reaction, you would, you know, if Back to the Future has taught me anything, you need some like Iranian terrorists. Apparently not.
Well, we'll get to that story.
Yeah.
And then we've got a yard sign war update.
Yeah. There's been a salvo fired.
And yeah, I do believe flags! You said that you have an update on the Ohio State.
I have reached out to four separate hotels
in Eugene.
In Eugene,
because this originated because Cooper Manning
yes
paid a hotel in Ann Arbor to fly the Texas flag mm-hmm. when Texas was in town for the Michigan game.
Yes,
and we said we didn't think Eugene would allow that.
Yeah.
You can't just pay them. Well, Souk said, oh, yes, yes, you can. And I bet it's not that much.
Let's see what we got.
And so you have followed up. You have called four hotels in Eugene.
Yes.
Asking if you can pay them to fly.
Look at the big man putting in work.
Right.
The best part is all four went like this. Yeah, you're going to have to email
someone. I have concepts of a plan.
Exactly.
I called and I tried to explain what I was doing and two of the front desk people immediately were like,
yeah, look at that.
What are you, like,
just. Yeah, you got to get the GM for that.
Here's an email. Two of the people went like this, could you hold for a second? And then, like, you know, it was like one of those, oh, God. One of them, a manager came back on the phone, and then that manager told me to email. And then the other person came back and was just like the first two and was like, I don't know.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with that. And they have no say over that. I mean, they have
no
power.
No.
They're just at the, they're. Dude, come on. So, you got to go. You got to be better than that. So, you know you got to find.
Well, I just started with a phone call.
Look on their website.
I got emails from the people.
Okay.
And I have sent out those emails.
All right.
And two of them have already responded.
Okay, good. We'll see, so we have results.
No, it's a work in progress. Well, yeah,
you're talking to them.
We're talking.
The conversation has begun.
Yeah, one person told me to get bent.
Good.
Yeah, it's not happening.
He's probably a Duck fan.
Yeah. One, it's not going down. Yeah, that's a company policy.
What'd they say?
That they wouldn't allow that for anything. Like
the
they
price told is you wrong,
that
bitch.
They said that it's a corporate thing. They have that it would not be a legal thing. That there is
you can't fly any flag.
No.
Yeah.
No. Like if they wanted to fly anything, it would have to go through corporate headquarters, which are not in Eugene.
Because they don't want some small group having a convention and that creates some outcry and ruins the brand image. Yeah. And
flags are. Flags are a tough deal these days.
It turns out flags are indeed a big deal, and it was not a like it wasn't like a hey let's talk and like they took it very seriously. Apparently, flags do have a lot of juice right now. So no
flags.
They said that is not going to happen. So anything with like Hyatt on it or any of the Marriott structure, they just know that ain't happening. No.
Okay, well, some follow-ups coming up next on The Fan. All right. Well, we've got several follow-ups with the big zucchini over there. Do you care to tell us what the other Eugene hotel said about?
Oh, yeah. So the at least the Even Hotel down there.
Even?
Yeah. Yeah, it's EVEN.
I'm not familiar with my Eugene hotel.
I just went off of star rankings, right? Look, there's not many. I did not go to the. And by the way, if I fail at all these, maybe I should. But I did not go to like the Holiday Inn. Okay. I went on star rankings.
Okay.
So the highest one is this Even Hotel Eugene,
mm-hmm.
and they were beyond dismissive of me. They just
wanted no part of this.
They wanted nothing to do with my with my sass.
So what did you say?
No.
So
strong. No.
Well, I kind of lied, and I just said that. I said that I had a group that was looking to come into town for the Ohio State game.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, a lot of those hotels are already, you know, getting booked up, which I might have been a little late on that. But I said we had several people. I said we were from an alumni group. We were coming down. We're coming to Eugene, a large group. We were looking for a large space. Maybe if we had a banquet space too. Trying to give the illusion that I'd be spending some money. And then I said we would like it if we could fly an Ohio State flag out in front of your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a pretty good, you know.
Seems reasonable. Not really, but...
Well, I thought it was better than me saying, hey, I'm a jackass at a radio station, or I'm one guy going to a room.
I agree with your tactic.
Right?
So what did they say?
Oh, they were like, they found the whole thing just absurd. They were like, no, they told me that they did not have space, you know, blah, blah, blah. They blew me off so
they blew
fast.
You off because it was an Ohio State flag?
I don't know.
Or they blew you off because they
they blew me off for everything. They don't have the space. They just nothing. Like, that thing was kind of booked up, and the flag thing was beyond a non-starter.
Okay.
Because after I got my response then, I responded, well, even if we had a smaller contingent, is it possible that we could still do the flag? And they informed me basically what I flags! Do in the parking lot is that, but I'm not putting anything on the building. And they went into a long thing about how no one flies a flag.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't happening.
Good.
The flag thing apparently was a big deal.
The Even Hotel?
Yes.
A wellness hotel?
Yeah. Well, the wellness.
Unique wellness-focused experience.
Well, you know what?
In downtown Eugene.
It ain't happening.
In-room exercise equipment and a heated indoor pool.
Yeah. The Hyatt also was a non-starter. They were...
Okay.
They gave me like a two-word, like that was just like... No.
Because
corporate thing, no.
Yeah they're big.
Yeah, they're like, no, just bleh.
You can't fly your flag on a Hyatt.
No, that's not happening.
That has to go through Paris Hilton.
No, I will
tell you. Oh, wait, that's a Hilton. Who owns Hyatt?
I don't know. I think there is an actual Hyatt family.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so. So they were a no-go. I will tell you, though, that both the Graduate, which I think is a Hilton, and the Valley River Inn have referred me over to a corporate sales sort of thing.
Okay.
To see if they could accommodate my group thing. And as part of my request, so when they sent me over there, I did ask if my flag was something I'm kind of bringing. I'm like, look, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole because, like, I'm not booking a bunch of.
You don't want them to continue to call you and pester you about your group rates?
No, I just look, just can I get the flag done or not? So I did mention in both of those that the flag was something that we really like, and I said that we've been accommodating, which is another lie. I said that other hotels that we've gone to have been accommodating with that, and for a fee, they have allowed us to fly the flag and said that we were open to, you know, obviously, you know, paying whatever we need to pay, but the flag was a big deal to us. And so I've been referred over to a different section there, and I'm still waiting to hear back about what's happening.
I stayed at a Graduate in Athens,
yes,
Georgia. Athens. Where's UGA?
That's in Athens.
Yeah. That's correct, Athens. Yes.
We were in Athens. There's a Graduate there. And that is let me tell you something, that is a delightful hotel chain.
Okay.
It is delightful. They do a good job.
So far, they have not told me to go blank myself. I'm guessing eventually I get told to go blank myself.
Yeah, but you ain't flying Ohio State flag in Eugene, dude. It's not happening.
As someone said here, I think we're about to find out that Cooper Manning has way more connections than Sue.
Yeah. Cooper Manning probably owns the damn hotel.
It's possible. So the question becomes, when I eventually strike out of these two things, although I like the ruse that I'm putting on, I'm looking to bring a lot of people with me to this group. You know, it's a thing. We need space. We need tailgate space. We're looking at maybe a conference ballroom. The problem is for that damn Ohio State game, the stuff's already packed.
Then they probably want a deposit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't care. I just need someone to say yes.
Yeah,
this is the price.
All I want is to fly the flag. If I do this, can I get the flag?
You're not going to get it. They're not going to allow it.
No.
Eugene better than Ann Arbor.
I'm not saying no. I'm not willing to admit defeat.
Okay.
The question becomes, so I picked the four best rated hotels in Eugene. When this fails, do I go to the four worst rated hotels in Eugene and try?
I would. I think you probably have a better shot at that. Some crappy ass hotel doesn't give a rip.
Right?
Some owner who doesn't, is like, yeah, I don't care. How much are you going to pay me? He can just put some money right in his pocket, heads to the casino.
Right?
Like it's probably your better bet.
Like if I went down to the worst, there's 99 hotels that when you pull it up.
Really?
Yeah, 99.
Is that a lot of hotels for you?
That's got to be surrounding area.
Yeah, it's the surrounding area. Yeah. Yeah, because some of these are like, you know.
Springfield?
Yeah, and there's even a couple of these like in like Corvallis.
Oh. Well, that doesn't count.
No. I mean, some of these are pretty... But, like, if I went to the Mystic Rose, would that allow me to fly?
This is your bit.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Ask him.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not going to take no, just, you know, like, oh, whatever. I mean, all it is a couple, just a couple emails. How about this Motel 6 in Sutherland, Oregon? The O'Connell Lodge. Well, see what happens. The Rice Hill Inn. I might like where that's going. That's a 2-star that's 30 miles from Eugene. The Rice Hill Inn will let me fly a flag, right?
Where's Oregon State, Ohio State staying? Do we know?
That I don't know. That I could not tell you.
By the way, Sutherland is like an hour south of Eugene.
Oh, so they...
they don't care.
They don't care.
All right. Well, you're getting nowhere on that. What about the yard sign war?
Yeah, so this is the last follow-up. As I've stated, that I've got two people a couple blocks from me, and it's fantastic because one guy's been a Trump guy the whole time. Dude's had a Trump sign up in his house, on his fence.
I have concepts of a plan.
For years. And then across the street, fairly recently, the Biden sign popped up. And then Trump guy responded by putting up two more Trump signs. And I was like, ooh, this is getting spicy. And then my guy across the street, he put up another Biden sign, so it was still 3-2. Well, it had been a little bit because I was walking the other way, but I went back recently, and that's when I saw that it had become 4-4, that we had two Biden, which, by the way, are still up, which I find interesting.
Not Harris?
Well, they've got two Bidens, and then they went two Harris walls.
Okay.
And my Trump guy responded with 5. He's going 5 big Trump signs.
China!
And then the Harris people responded with another one. They went with their 5th sign. My Trump guy has now responded with 5 Trump signs and 2 flags, plus an American flag.
Yeah, flags!
And I was like, oh my gosh, like what are we happening here? So we had 5-on-5, but I thought the flags were pretty impressive. And now the neighbor across the street has responded with 2 extra signs. We are now at 7 signs to 5 signs, but 2 flags. According to my total, we're at 7-on-7 right now.
So there's you do a Trump... it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Wait, there's a Trump flag?
So my man's got 5 signs.
I know, but the flags. The there's flag. There's a Trump flag.
He's got a Trump flag.
And an American flag.
And the American flag. And then another flag that is the don't tread, you know, the snake thing.
Yeah, the don't tread on me, these colors don't run thing.
And that's a Trump flag, right? I'm counting that.
What does that mean?
I think that's just like the... I don't know if it's Trump as much as it's like hyper-conservatism. Like, come and take it, that whole deal.
There's also now, and I don't count these, I took a photo of the Harris one. I'm kind of afraid to take a photo of the Trump guy's house, to be honest with you. But there's also several... of the other, like, Senate races or whatnot.
Okay, first of all, the phrase, don't tread on me, is intended as a message of independence and defiance against oppression. It encompasses the idea that individuals or nations have the right to self-determination and should not be subjected to unjust authority. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what would really piss Trump guy off, I think?
What?
What I think the ultimate Trump card, no pun intended, for this battle would be? It would be an American flag from the Harris Biden house.
I don't know if those things are. Do they sell those?
An American flag?
No, just the. I'm just saying, Harris house having an American flag.
I thought you meant like
if the Harris house just puts up an American flag.
Yeah.
You know how much that would piss off the Trump guy?
Mm. Like, oh, it doesn't stand for what you think it stands for. Blah blah blah. That.
Yeah, because he's saying, "This is America. I'm voting for Trump," and they're saying, "Wait a minute, I'm voting for it." This is still American. I'm voting for Harris. That would make his head explode.
So you'll see here. So this person has the unburdened by what has been. That's the first Kamala Harris sign.
Unburdened.
It says unburdened by what has been. And apparently that's a slogan.
All right.
Then they have the Protect Democracy Coalition. That's another sign that they've got up.
Okay.
And I didn't count that in the Harris battle. That's just the neutral sign.
I guess unburdened is a thing for her. and her mockery of Trump.
And then there's a Maria Washington for a U.S. Senate sign. Then there's another one that says, vote for democracy, vote for Democrats, vote blue in 24. These are all independent. I mean, the yard is fantastic. It's just littered. And then we have a, here's the first Biden one. They still have choose democracy over dictatorship, and she still has the vote, or they have the vote Biden, which I don't quite get. And that side yard has been filled up, so now they've moved to the main yard and are putting up the Harris Walls sign now. So it's quite exciting. Every time I walk by, there's new ammunition firing off, and I'm telling you, like, they are right across the street from one another. And I, you know that this is a direct FU to each one of them.
Oh, yeah.
That every time one of them sees,
of course,
they're like, well, I've got to add more.
That's why the Biden signs haven't come down. I'm sure they've considered that.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, well, we don't have any more Harris signs. We got to leave the count is 7-5. And he's got a flag. What if the Harris people put up a gay pride flag?
I think it would break. I don't know if he
is that better
it.
Or worse than the American flag.
Well, is that the equivalent? So they have the "Don't Tread on Me" flag, the Gadsden flag.
Yeah.
Would the equivalent on the other side be the pride flag, or what if they did a Black Lives Matter flag?
Yeah, something like that.
Boy.
Maybe three flags. Boy. All three of those flags. What does Trump guy do then?
I don't know.
What's he do?
I don't know. Well, he's got...
Hopefully he doesn't shoot him.
He does have... I mean, the three flags of his are centered. He's got an old basketball hoop, like a basketball backboard, but with no rim. The rim is down, and he's painted it, and that's where the flags are mounted. But he would have to mount the flag somewhere else. He'd have to move to other parts of his property to put up more flags. I will say that... If I go down there like in another week and he's got like five flags, I'm going to be impressed. Because you know there's no way he's going to stand for these signs because she's moved them to a different... She's gone from side yard to right in front, which is in his... Like when he looks out his front window...
Yeah, he can't...
He
right
sees
his face.
It's right in his face.
There's no way he can help it.
No.
He has to answer.
No. There will be. And I'm just waiting to see what he answers with.
Do you think he'll eat their cat?
They're eating the cats. We'll execute the baby.
I mean, I hate to joke about all this, but...
It's just,
they're eating the pets.
It is pretty funny. And they're stealing geese.
I would love to know what those two, when they drag their trash cans out... Because I mean, my neighbor across the street's a great guy. He's an older guy. Couldn't be any nicer. And I'd say at least twice a week... Right, I'm dragging the garbage cans out, or I'm pulling up to the house when he, like, you just, I bump into him all the time. I so desperately want to see those two neighbors across the street from one another. I want to see, like, those two people out front. I desperately want to see it. I also want to see what they look like. I've never seen anyone associated with either one of those houses, and because in my mind, I know what they look like.
Oh, I've got a picture in my head, too.
But
of both of them.
I just...
Probably quite unfair.
Right? Right? And, but the Trump guy's got like a big RV that you can see behind a chain link fence.
No way.
And he's got like a big... He's got a big truck and I just...
Oh, wait, a big truck?
But it's behind... It's behind like a sliding chain link fence, like a gate. His house is heavily fortified.
Yeah.
It's a lot of security stickers
They're
up.
They're going to come take it all from him.
I want to see. What if it's just like some sweet old lady that lives there?
Yeah, it's not. I can assure you it's not. These people are crazy.
Someone said would not be surprised if a Confederate flag makes an appearance pretty soon.
That's not funny, but funny. And he's not wrong.
I will keep you updated. And it does say something that I have photographed some of the Harris. I don't know why, like, homes like that, I'm very concerned about standing out in front of them and taking photographs. It always makes me nervous.
Like the person that says the Black Lives Matter flag, or we could get one of those signs in their window that says, in this house, we believe in science.
What if he puts out tiki torches?
God. There was someone, they took it down on that same street that had a big... And I think I've talked about it, but it was always the most... I love my neighborhood. I love It's the people there are just fantastic. There was a guy that had a, and he was there year round, and I'm sad that it's gone. He had like a 6-foot cross right in his front yard, huge cross. And then it was outlined in like LED lights. And at night, it was so bright that from a distance, it kind of looked like the cross was on fire. And I don't think that's what he was I don't think that's what he was going for. I just always, every time I walked by it at night, I was like, wow, that's a bold statement right there. It was like the brightest thing in the neighborhood. Just a giant ass cross, middle of the yard.
Do you think it's
gone now?
Is it possible that the A new American Civil War will begin right in your neighborhood?
Like 4 blocks from where I live.
That will be the epicenter of a new American Civil War.
I've never seen two homes. Like you see these, like, you know, there's like, it's a bad Simpsons episode where the neighbors are at war with one another. And I know that goes on. I've just never seen it. But this sign thing is certainly 100% a response to one another. And I couldn't.
Quality battle.
I couldn't be any happier
about it.
Keep
us posted.
I will.
Hey, are we going to Sports Snort here, or are we?
We are going to a Sports Snort, yeah. And then we will hear from the Window Daddy.
Oh, nice tease. Hey, I'm going to tease an ad. I'm going to be in an ad here coming up. You guys want to stick around? And Nuclear Reactor Kid. We'll talk about him coming up. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So apparently Nuclear Reactor Kid is dead.
Yeah, he apparently, in a shocking development, when you're 17 and you decide to build a nuclear reactor, it leads you, not everything is going right in your world. And so, yeah, eventually he died. He had a lot of health problems. Shocker.
So he was 14 when he built a nuclear reactor in his backyard?
He was 14 when he started to collect the parts to do it. This was in the mid-90s.
Where?
In Township, Michigan.
Okay.
So look at this kid. This is him when he started. So he was a big Boy Scout.
Okay.
So he was a Boy Scout, and he was working on an Eagle project. And,
yeah, that's no joke getting to Eagle Scout.
No. So, and he was a very, smart, very studious kid, but he had a lot of behavioral issues. So his parents pushed him into scouting, which, you know, I thought that was probably a pretty smart thing. And so, I don't know a better way to put it. By the time he was 17, he had built a somewhat functioning, nuclear reactor in his parents' backyard. He built it in his parents' shed.
What do you mean somewhat functioning?
So they said that while it was very crude, let me scroll down here, because he was trying to build a certain one that produced more material than it used. And they said that he was creating neutrons. He was getting a nuclear reaction, but they said because it was crude and he lacked, any real training in nuclear physics, he wasn't in any real danger of actually creating like a reactor that could cause a giant meltdown or create some sort of bomb or anything like that. But it certainly was enough to cause a major ecological disaster that they had to clear out the entire neighborhood and move the shed away and bury everything in his yard at a disposal site. Like it was a real serious thing. And I guess they found out about it. They pulled him over when he was 17 at a traffic stop. And they found the material in his car to be kind of suspicious. And they thought it was, and he didn't have a lot of good answers for it. So the police followed up on this. And some people around his neighborhood had reported some strange goings on. So they get a search warrant. They go into the backyard and the cops look in there and they're not certain. They originally thought it was like a bomb or something. I'll show you a photo of it. So they call in and eventually they had to call in the EPA. And the EPA came in and was like, no, my man had built this in his parents' shed.
Okay.
He had built the reactor. And so that's when they came in and...
What was he going to do?
He just said he wanted to see if he could build one. And he did. He was actually producing neutrons. It says his experiment fell short of creating a self-sustaining chain reaction necessary. It was a breeder reactor. So while he was creating neutrons, it was not enough to get the chain reaction going to produce more.
All right. That's what I wanted to
say. Says his materials were impure, his methods ineffective, and he just didn't know enough about nuclear physics to pull it off.
Wow.
At 17, and so this was my question. So I went down this whole rabbit hole because I was thinking, how the hell do you even start to do this? And as a Boy Scout, he said he specifically wanted to build this type of reactor, and his mother and stepfather had no idea what he was doing. They said they just didn't bother him because he was not bothering them. He said he just worked... He worked in the backyard, and the parents were like, he seems busy, he's not causing any problems, he had behavior problems, so they just left him alone. So for the radioactive elements, he said he took apart household items in scavenged junkyards. He got americium 241 from smoke detectors. He went and found over 1,000 smoke detectors, and apparently this element is available in very small portions of smoke detectors. 1,000 smoke detectors. He got radium-226 from scavenged antique clocks, and he got thorium-232 obtained from camping lantern mantles.
Wow.
He literally figured out how to get radioactive material out of household items.
This is intense.
He used a lead block with a hole drilled in it as his, quote, reactor.
Okay.
And then he used lithium extracted from $1,000 worth of batteries to purify the thorium ash using a Bunsen burner to heat the mixture. And he did it all in his suburban backyard shed without any safety precautions or potential radioactive exposure and environmental contamination, which they did say was extremely high and posed a significant risk to him and those around him. And had it blown up, bad news. He could have blown up the block.
Dude, that's crazy because I don't know much about nuclear reactors or anything.
Yes.
Or fission or whatever the hell goes on in there. Mm-hmm. But I know it's complex.
Yes. And I guess they said that, his property was declared a Superfund cleanup site and a massive operation was launched to decontaminate the site. The shed, along with all of its contents and a lot of the yard debris, was dismantled and had to be transported to a nuclear waste disposal site in Utah. They had to take it from Michigan to bury it in Utah. The discovery sent shockwaves through the community and, more importantly, the EPA, recognizing the potential environmental hazard, and they had never seen anything quite like it.
Wow.
This was after a routine encounter with police during a traffic stop. Officer discovered suspicious materials in his car, triggering an investigation because they thought it was bomb material. No, he was building a backyard reactor. And the best part, he tried to do it again. After he got in trouble.
Well,
and he was,
yeah, dude, once you get a taste of that.
Yeah. He went back. And the Eagle Scouts tried to say that because he was going to do this for his Eagle project. And it says, despite the high-ranking scouting official's efforts to rob him of the honor on account of the dangerous experiment, eventually he was indeed awarded the rank of Eagle Scout for building an illegal nuclear reactor. So he did. Yeah,
and then I read he drank himself to death.
Yeah, yeah, he bounced around. He joined the military, a bunch of other things, and nothing ever really satisfied him. And then he went back to try to build another reactor. That one got busted way early on. I guess he started calling nuclear sites and pretending to be someone else to try to gain access to information and better materials, and they sniffed him out.
Is he like pretending to be Putin?
Yeah, he just was pretending to be someone that worked at different government
hello,
facilities.
Hello, this is Kim Jong-un. I'm wondering if you could give me some information about your nukes. What the hell? What do you?
So I was calling, like, this is a Bill down at the Charlotte branch. I'm wondering if you can tell me what your levels are for da 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 da. Like impersonating someone else in the industry, maybe.
Yeah. So in so people
and he's
got
just like, oh yeah, Bill. I'm at a 119 here on the fission. Go ahead and drop a Ethereum in there, and you should be good to go, blowing up the whole city.
So someone at one of these actual nuclear sites got suspicious, and they placed a tip to the FBI and said, hey, we're getting some phone calls. This seems a little wonky. So the FBI, he was obviously on the radar because, well, he tried to build one when he was a kid. So they call him, and he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. But the FBI thought it was so suspicious, even after the phone interview, that they decided to pay a visit to him in person. So they went to a face-to-face encounter with him, where he faced a series of questions, and he couldn't really answer them. And then ultimately they found out that indeed he had started another project, and this time he was storing the radioactive material and the neutrons in his freezer. He was just storing them in an old lead freezer. And then at that point, he got in trouble yet again. So,
well, nice try, fella.
And unfortunately, he is now, he passed away at the tender age of 39 after dealing with many health problems, mental health issue.
Do you think that he's more of a genius or a dumbass?
I kind of think that dude's a genius.
Okay.
That dude built, I mean, out of clocks and smoke detectors and batteries, that guy figured out, crudely, but how to have a nuclear reaction. I'm sorry. That's, at 17 years old, what were you doing at 17?
Well, certainly not that, but he does seem to, well, maybe I was the smart one because I was doing girls. He does seem to be pretty dumb with how he went about things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, how smart could this guy be, really? You know?
I'm saying, I just kept reading about this. And like, and by the way, that's the Cliff Notes version. If you dig into this, man, it's an insane story.
Speaking of insane, I can no longer watch. I am officially not
a Kansas fan. Is Kansas going to break you?
Yes. They're going to break me. Yeah. Dude, you're not watching it.
Not for long.
Trust me, not for long.
About eight Jayhawks touched a fumble that didn't get recovered by them.
Eight of them dropped it. No, 11 of them. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Boy, this Kansas game is bananas.
Dude, I got to tell you something. This is as bad as watching them gack as a one seed in the tournament.
Yeah, are you going to be okay?
It is not.
It so is.
No, it's not.
It's so agonizing. It is. Because they cannot get out of their own damn way.
But they're not a one seed in, like, college football.
I'm just saying, it's agonizing to watch your school F up in every way possible.
I also think, and I hate to be this guy,
they should be up by 30.
Well, that's true. But the officials here, this is a disaster of an officiated game. It's just
first and goal from the 16 for UNLV, and he's going to effing get it. They had a fumble. UNLV quarterback fumbled the ball a little bit ago. Every single player on the defense tried to scoop it up. Every one of them.
Should have had some.
And they all dropped it.
Should have had those Rot Pheasant Bowl fumble recovery skills going on.
And then UNLV fell on it. I mean, they took turns touching it. Nope, not me. Nope, not me. Nope, I can't handle it. Nope, I'll fumble it. Nope, I can't lay on it. Nope, I can't grab it. Nope. Okay, here you go, UNLV. It's so effing ridiculous. I hate them.
Yeah, they're still winning.
I mean, fire Leipold. What a bitch. Fire Leipold and bring back the offensive coordinator that went to Penn State.
Where's Mangino when I need him?
Chestnut checkers. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We're back Monday. 3-7 to Finkin'
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.